Yuma, Perek Vav, Mishnah Base, 6-2. The Mishnah continues to discuss the Seir Mishdaleach, and now we begin the exposition of the process of sending it out. The Mishnah says, Balo Eitzel Seir HaMishdaleach. The Kohen Gadol goes to stand beside the Seir Mishdaleach, the goat that's going to Azazel. Remember, we left him facing outwards at the Shar Nicanor, at the eastern gate of the Azara. The Kohen Gadol lays his two hands on the head of this goat, pushing down with his full force, and he recites a vidui, a confession. Now, this is remarkable in as much as the general rule is that when it comes to private offerings, there is either sometimes or even perhaps even always a vidui that will go along with the private offering. However, there is no vidui on public korbanos. And even though this isn't exactly a korban in the normal sense, since we're not bringing it on the Mizbeach, it's effectively acting as a korban for Klal Yisrael, and there is a vidui. So that's peculiar. And the Kohen Gadol is doing a vidui here on behalf of the sins of all of Klal Yisrael, and the Seir Mishdaleach effects a kapara for them. And therefore the Kohen Gadol says, V'kach haya omer, this is what he recited, Anna Hashem, please Hashem. Again, like in the previous two viduim, and this is really a very similar vidui, he is going to say the Shem Hashem, Hashem's name, that is the Shem HaMaforash. He's saying the name Yud Kei Vav Kei explicitly, according to most Maforashim, and there are even some learnings. Again, he's saying the 42-letter name of Hashem. Whatever it is, he'll say the Shem Hashem. This is going to be the eighth time he says it on the day. And we'll have the two more, 9 and 10, in a moment. When he says it, as we'll see in the end of the Mishnah, once again, everyone bows down and says, Baruch Shem Kavod, more on that in a moment also. And he says, An Hashem, please Hashem, Avu Pashu Chatu Lefanecha Amcha Beis Yisrael. Your nation, Klal Yisrael, have sinned before you. There are three verbs here. Avu Pashu Chatu, this is consistent with the versions we had in the two previous confessions. And again, the order is consistent with Rabbi Meir Shita, that's the order based on the Pasuk. The Chacham disagree, and they say that the order should be Chatu. First you mention Chet, which is an accidental violation, then Avu, an intentional violation, and finally Pashu, that's a rebellion for the sake of doing the Avera itself, like we discussed previously, and Abid Halacha. Amcha Beis Yisrael. Anav Hashem, please Hashem. And here, the Girs is not just Hashem, but really Bashem, meaning with the name. So the Kohen Gadol will say the Shem Hashem HaMafurash again, but here we're saying, not just he's saying the Shem, but he says, with that name of Hashem, Kaper na la'avonos v'lepashayim v'lechatayim sha'avu v'shapashu v'shachatau lefanech amcha beis Yisrael. Hashem, through your name, and again he articulates the name, so that's time number 9 on the day. Kaperna, cleanse, please, atone, cleanse, for the avonos, peshaim, and chatoim, that they, avu, pashun, rechatu, that they did before you. Again, the order is like Rabbi Meir. Again, the chum, the screen, say, should go chet, then avon, then pesha, like before. Kakasu, basaras, mosha, vadecha, lay more, as it says in the Torah, as recorded by Moshe. For this day, meaning the day of Yom Kippur, it will be atoned on your behalf to purify you from all of your sins. Before Hashem, you shall be purified. And again, when it says Lifnei Hashem Titaru, before Hashem, again he says the Shem Hashem HaMeforash for the 10th and final time. And the Kohanim and the others who are spectators who are standing in the Azara, when they hear the Shem Hashem, that name, when they hear the Kohen Gadol speak out Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke, as it emerges out, and there are those Meforshim who say it emerges out in a sort of almost a supernatural way coming from his throat, etc. So when they hear the Shem Hashem, Hayu korim umishtachavim v'noflim al pneihem, they bow down. And there's three verbs here: mishtachavim, there's korim kriya, which means falling to one's knees, so it's like standing up on one's knees, if you will. Then, and that's the first level of bowing. Mishtachavim, hishtachavai is full prostration. That means that one's knees as well as one's feet and hands are all on the ground. So he's fully, you know, hands in front of him, feet behind him, lying all the way down, prone on the ground. V'nothlum al pneihem, and they fall on their face. So it sounds like this is the third step, where in the second step, well, the arms and legs are extended, but the forehead, let's say, is still off the ground. The head is up. And now v'nothlum al pneihem means, and now the forehead goes to the ground as well. So there's full prostration, like in full submission. The omrim, and each of the three times they do this full prostration, they say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Lilam Voed, blessed be the honored name, meaning Hashem, and his name, Malchus Lilam Voed, his malchus, his sovereignty should endure forever.